In recent hours, this body has engaged in holy conferencing regarding issues on which there is a diversity of perspective. There are members of our United Methodist family present who have not been active participants in our process and who wish to share a witness. Rule 3.3 of your rules of order states, the presiding officer shall have the right to recess a session of the body at any time at the presiding officer's discretion and to reconvene at such time as the presiding officer shall announce. In conversation involving representatives of the Commission on the General Conference, the Council of Bishops, and persons present who wish to make a witness, it appears to be in the best interest of our process of holy conferencing to provide a means for such a witness. Therefore, I intend to recess this plenary session to allow for this witness. In a few moments, the witnesses will enter the hall by the center aisle, and when I announce it, the body will be in recess for 15 minutes for the purpose of receiving this witness. You are invited to receive it in a gracious spirit of Christian hospitality and holy conferencing. At the conclusion of 15 minutes, I will call the body to order for the resumption of the morning agenda. Before we begin the recess, I will ask that Bishop Gregory Palmer, President of the Council of Bishops, come and share a statement with us, and I trust that you will grant him your permission to do so. Bishop Palmer.
Thank you, delegates and Bishop McCleskey and friends. In many ways, this has been an extraordinary general conference. Among other things, we have been blessed by powerful worship, keen missional focus, holy conferencing. And we have bound ourselves together in covenant to do no harm, do good, and to stay in love with God. As we have worked our way through the legislative material, some decisions have been more wrenching than others to all the members of this body and the whole church, including your bishops. As your bishops, we want you to know that we have been in deep conversation, holy conferencing, and sensitive listening to you and to one another. This has led us to reaffirm our covenant to do the following four things: to love, serve, and lead all United Methodists, to continue to prayerfully remain in robust conversation with one another, and to lead the church in doing the same, especially about difficult matters, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to teach and live the three simple rules, and finally, to lead the church in making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This covenant informs our role as your chief shepherds. During this time of witness, you will see bishops serving the body in a variety of ways. All of us will be in prayer. Some bishops will remain in their places and some will be in other parts of the auditorium. Some bishops will demonstratively live out our pastoral role among this body. Some will give expression to the presidential role that the church has asked us to fulfill. But all of us will be laboring with all of you to do no harm, to do good, and to stay in love with God. Amen.
We are now in a 15-minute recess from our plenary agenda for the purpose of receiving this witness.
Heard Jesus say to all persons without exception, follow me. We are part of God's living body in today's world, but our United Methodist Church refuses to accept what God has already done, refuses to keep covenant with its own words in the baptismal promise, refuses to honor God's call to professional ministry, refuses to do no harm, refuses to open its hearts, minds, and doors. The unchurched notice. They notice the church. Cruelly scapegoating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people on the altar of so-called unity. The young notice. They notice the church denying, refusing, threatening, removing, closeting the LGBTQ people who faithfully serve the church. The world notices. We notice. God notices. The United Methodist Baptismal Liturgy calls all of us to accept the freedom and power God has given us to resist evil, injustice, sin, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. It is our duty, our baptismal covenant, to stand against sin in the church, to stand for God's freedom and power, to affirm God's entire body of Christ, that is the church. We are God's children, here, now. Today, we boldly declare by standing here that our church's doors and our ministries will radically obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we defy bigotry and ignorance, that the anti-gay policies and practices of the United Methodist Church are wrong and sinful in the sight of God. By human means, we cannot stand, but by the grace of God, we can. By standing, we reject the lie that homosexuality is a sin. By standing, we affirm that sexuality is a good gift of God. By standing, we affirm our intent to spread God's love and grace in the person of Jesus Christ. By standing, we bless and celebrate families, all families. We do not stand alone. We stand in solidarity with all those who are not here, who are not in our congregations. We stand with those who've been forced out, who've never come in, who already affirm one another as beloved children of God, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. We stand with the holy boldness of the prophets of old to welcome GLBTQ laity and clergy into our churches and pulpits now, to keep baptismal promises for all now, to affirm calls to ministry for all people now, to bless covenant relationships in our churches by our clergy now, to assure membership in the United Methodist Church, the church that serves Jesus Christ, membership for all now, to provide hospitality for all now. Join us. Stand now in the love of Christ. Build our future with hope and trust in God.
The communion table at the center of our worship life has been shrouded as a reminder that the body is broken. We wear black to acknowledge that the body is broken. And if you recognize that brokenness, you are invited to come to the table to add a black cloth to the shroud and to offer your prayer for the brokenness of the church.
My name is Melvin Talbot. I'm one of your bishops. In this general conference, we have been reminded that in 1939, this church took an action that separated my sisters and brothers into a separate jurisdiction. That action was wrong. That action was a sin against God. Thank God we have moved through and discontinued that segregated structure. But my sisters and brothers, here we are again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have taken an action that is wrong. At least for the central jurisdiction, we remained within a structure and we've worked out the relationships. But for these sisters and brothers, we have chosen to leave them out rather than invite them in to work out our relationships in the name of Christ. I can do no other than to say what's on my heart. General Conference, this is wrong. I invite you to reconsider.
We are now at the end of our 15 minutes allotted for this witness. And as these members of our United Methodist family who have shared their witness with us are departing, I'm going to ask our music leaders to lead us in singing some hymns. Let me say as we sing that as these witnesses leave, 12 of our bishops will join 12 of these witnesses for the purpose of ongoing holy conversation towards the end of reconciliation and justice. We thank you for sharing this time with us. Will our music leaders now lead us in the singing of some hymns.